John's interpretation of Jesus Christ. You know, John was, in the beginning part of the Gospel of John, he was trying to identify who Jesus is. So there's a word in the beginning, and there's a light. That's how John described Jesus Christ. So during the Vacation Bible School, we learn about Jesus, who Jesus was for the disciples, especially Peter, and who Jesus is for me. That's what they learned. I know it's kind of late, but I'm going to preach still, okay? Okay, first of all, I'm so glad that we had a Vacation Bible School. Amen, yeah. Teaching our kids, just like we said in the mission statement, teaching our kids with the Word of God is really important, especially for our church. That's our mission. One of the core mission is teaching our kids with Word of God so that they can grow their faith, strong faith. That's our church's one of the focuses. So, thinking about today's message, I'm thinking maybe as a church, we need to get the same message that our children got during the Vacation Bible School. We are the church together. Our children are not the only ones that need that message. We all need that message. I think it's an amazing message that our children learn. So I'm gonna explain to you what our children learn during the Vacation Bible School. But when I saw the title of the Vacation Bible School, what is the title? Twist and Turn. I thought a twist and turn is like a dance move, you know? Twist, which I'm really good at, right? But twist and turn is about something in our lives, something we face challenges and difficulties in our lives. I really like this lesson because a lot of times our children learn about the Bible and about faith somewhat distanced from the reality. A lot of churches, teaching their kids with somewhat have a gap between the reality and the Bible. But it's not. Our children will face some challenges, difficulties. That's why all the lesson is about we need Jesus. We need Jesus Christ. Even we are facing some challenges in our lives. That's the lesson. That's the whole lesson of the Bible School. We all know there will be some challenges in lives, right? You experience it. You faced sometimes. Some of you still facing some challenges. But that reminds us, the Bible reminds us that we have Jesus Christ. We have Jesus Christ that holds us. We may be shaken, but not fall, because we are holding on our Lord Jesus Christ. That's what our children learn. The lesson was 5 sessions, and the first session was about Jesus is holy. In other words, when Peter met Jesus for the first time, he realized that Jesus, this person is a very special person. He didn't know who Jesus was, but Peter listened what Jesus told him to do and experienced this miracle, and he was able to follow it. So Jesus is holy. In children's terminology, Jesus is very special. Very special. The second day, we learn, is Jesus is trustworthy. It's a story about Jesus walk on the water. And Peter and disciples saw Jesus walking on the water, but Peter was the one asked, "Jesus, if you are Jesus, let me walk on the water." Jesus is trustworthy. When Jesus said, "Come," he was able to walk on the water a few steps. And then what happened? He saw the waves, that the water that he knew way better. And he was afraid and started sinking. And still, Jesus reached out to him and rescued him. Jesus is trustworthy. And the third lesson was about Jesus' forgiving. When Peter, at the courtyard, denied Jesus, children, how many times? Children, three times, right? It's a crucial moment. Jesus just got arrested, is ready to go on trial. And Peter was outside of courtyard, and he denied three times. But the thing is, after Peter met resurrected Jesus Christ on the shore, when they were fishing, Jesus said, "Cast your net on the right side," and called, "Hey children, how many fishes?" See? Yeah, children are listening. So he realized that there's a Jesus waiting on the shore. So Peter ran and swam and met Jesus. And Jesus asked Peter this question, "Do you love me?" Children, how many times? Three times. Because he denied Jesus three times at courtyard. His betrayal, the guilt of betrayal, was in his heart. But Jesus wanted to offer forgiveness to Peter. Ask him, "Do you love me?" three times. So Jesus is forgiving. Fourth lesson was about Jesus is worth following. When disciples were at the upper room, they were afraid, but something happened. We call Pentecost. The Holy Spirit came to them, and everything got changed. So Peter was able to get out and start to preach the gospel, the good news. Preach about Jesus Christ. Even Peter and John went up to the temple, to the authority that tried to arrest them and tried to kill them, persecute them. They went to the authority at the temple and preached there too. But on the way, they met the blind man in front of the gate. Then Peter said, "I don't have silver and gold, but I'll give you what I learned from my Lord. Heal." So they healed the blind man. Jesus is worth following. And the last lesson is Jesus for everyone, including me. I think that's a really important lesson that I really pray that our children is holding on for a long time. Jesus is for me. Jesus is for me. You know, whole lesson is about Peter thinking that Jesus is just for Jewish people. But God gave Peter a vision, the vision of salvation for everyone. So he was able to change his perspective. So he started preaching the gospel for everyone. So Jesus is for everyone, including me. That was the message that they learned. My brothers and sisters in Christ, we believe in Jesus Christ. But we are still in the process of learning. process of building up our trust in God, in Jesus Christ, right? That's what we do. We keep praying, we keep working in missionary ministry, we keep teaching our kids about Jesus Christ. That's what we'll do. And we praise God that God gave us this opportunity to be able to teach our kids the true message that we need to hold on. Jesus is our Savior. Amen? Jesus is my Savior. That should be your confession. Because of all the struggles, all the challenges that we are facing, let's remind ourselves that Jesus is my Savior. Amen? Let us pray. Amazing God, we thank you for the message that you've given us this morning and given to our children. God, we really pray that the message is staying in our children's heart as well as in our hearts. The message that we desperately need as we live in this chaos world. God, be with us and help us to hold on our Lord Jesus Christ, even when there's a twist and turns in our lives. God, thank you for all the good message that you planted in our children's heart, planted in our church, planted in our heart. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Would you please stand for closing prayer?